10-1 Wright and the visit with Miss Bessie. This Saturday, the 28th of August, 71, the day before her big birthday party, 10-1 Wright.
You ever make flowers out of turnips or any of that stuff?
Yes.
10-1 over and a continuation visit with Miss Bessie this Saturday at noon, the 28th of August, 71.
You have to like to cook to be a good cook.
Have to like
you,
to cook.
You like to cook.
Oh, yes. I tell you, that's my hobby.
Is it
yes, sir. If you want to get Miss Bessie started any old time, get on her hobby.
Well, let me tell you, Faye, if there's anything you want to ask, you better hurry, because we got to go on back down there, and I thought I might take Annie down there with me, unless she's going to be here, you see, and let her look at whatever she's got. We can look at that pretty cake, can't we?
Yeah.
Doris Cook is down at your house.
Uh-huh.
You haven't got much to see down there now, though, have you?
No, that good barbecue's not there yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing there but the pies and the ham and
just
the tea.
And the slaw not made.
I ain't made a slaw yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what did you tell me about Florida Maid going to serve it?
Mm-hmm.
Does she know how to serve things?
Well, I guess so. She doesn't have to wear white gloves, does she?
No.
She served enough at the church. She ought to know how to get it out, don't she?
Well, I guess she do.
Well, now, how does she do that? Are you going to take it all out there? Or are you going to...
I thought Buddy has a...
See, we're interested in this.
Has a buying table out there. The metal table. I thought I'd put the food out there on that table and serve the plate from that.
They just take the plate by it.
They just serve the plate to the people.
Yeah. Herbert can get his plate and walk by.
No, they serve it. They serve it.
Not going to have any.
Yeah.
They let them sit down?
Yes. They'll have chairs. I'm getting the chairs from the church.
About how many are you expecting, or have you think
will
be there?
Well, if they all come, be about 30 or 40.
About 30 or 40,
mm-hmm.
That you've got food enough for that many people.
Well, you'd have to fix their food then, wouldn't you? You'd have to fix their plate. Oh, yes,
yes,
sure.
Yes, you couldn't just let them go and just pick what they want.
Uh-uh.
Well, now, with just four pies... That's going to go for 40 people. But
well, I tell you, I didn't
pies.
Cook them pies just for people to eat. I cook those pies to have them there, you see, if I need some.
You oh, see. You got them extra.
I'm having ice cream.
Oh, you got ice cream.
Ice cream and cake.
Oh, yeah. And you got the pies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
No, so one cake won't do 40 people, 30 people.
Oh, yes, it will. It's about that long.
Oh, you made a big one like that. Mm-hmm.
You see, each people cut a block, a small block, but
just
something like
block.
That, you see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, if they was to go by and help their own plates...
Oh, they'd eat too much.
you wouldn't get half of them...
They wouldn't leave nothing for me.
The end of the line wouldn't get anything.
They wouldn't leave nothing
and
for me.
And the servants wouldn't get anything.
Especially those men have enormous appetites.
I guess they have.
Why, there's no end of what they could eat.
But I don't
you'd
know.
Discourage her, and you'd make her count.
He can't.
Is it?
He can't even discourage me.
He can't discourage because you know. I saw those chickens
yeah.
She got down it the other day. She's got plenty. Mm. Oh, one chicken ought to serve eight people.
You talk about JR. I bet you they could put him in the shade. I bet you JR couldn't hold a candle to some of them fellas.
Yes.
When it comes to eating. You reckon he could?
I don't know.
Well, I just hate to think how much some of them fellas could eat if you just open it up, you see, and Say here, fella, just have
to stay. Open up the... Well, I guess I better go.
You
started kidding me.
I got you.
Well, here's her banana. You haven't gotten food down your house. You better take a banana.
She's giving you a banana.
She loves bananas.
Oh, yes, I know.
It's her favorite. She'd rather have bananas.
See my walking stick? My new walking stick.
Oh, that's beauty, Mama.
You can make it in a length. She's giving you another banana, so you hide one, won't you? And keep it.
I asked you, did you have eat your dinner?
No.
I was going to fry you some fish with you.
Oh, you're not going to fry fish. Oh, no.
You're not going to cook something for us tonight, child.
No.
You've got
not
enough.
This time.
Not this time.
Not this time. We brought fried chicken with us.
Oh, did you?
No, I'd be perfect. All right, some other time.
Yeah.
Well, we were
not today.
We were
you got enough
mother,
to do.
We were afraid Mother'd get off and wouldn't visit, and we thought you needed a little sit down and rest a minute anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
And we may keep her around. She'll be back anyway. We'll see you.
Okay.
All right.
Well. It's channel one over in the air around 50 or 100, just a little dab on this side, and that's the end of the visit with Miss Bessie this Saturday, the 28th of August 1971. Francis and Mamu, Faye and me, this Saturday, 28th of August 1971, late in the afternoon. She had just set aside all her preparations. Everything's clean down there. It was the cake's lying out and all. And she just came out for a little breather. This is Channel 1 over, and the end of the visit, Miss Bessie, was Francis and Mamu this Saturday, the 28th of August, 1971. Channel 1 over, around 100. Just a little dab on this side. I'm setting this up for the next little tape on Miss Bessie's tape, either the family or maybe Cookie. Cookie has to report. I don't know what he'll report on, the funeral of his Uncle Cluster is so far back now, he doesn't have that in his system. He's so full of himself now, he's got so many things to do, and he's got a whole week to do it in before he goes, joins the family at Labor Day weekend in West Virginia. So it's a beautiful time for him. It's Channel 1 over, right after lunch, and Cookie comes in and with his cowboy hat on, Western hat, and takes a cup of coffee and is ready to perform and makes that enormous statement, and nobody picks him up, and they all slink out, and we have no talk. And then he and I go over and put a poultice on the poor little 33's poor foot. And that's it looks like the end of all the taping, but that's not. This Sunday, the 29th of August, 71, Channel 1 over, and this is Cookie.
Making some money.
Sunday?
Sunday. To me. I don't want to eat today. I didn't eat. I just eat my breakfast a while ago.
You want
to
have some coffee?
I'll have some coffee, but I don't want nothing to eat.
What's in the world telling you to think about me? I can't feed you. Look at all this Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Well, you ain't got me wound up yet.
Run out of food too, and then you'll be sorry.
Oh, if I can make a couple more deals like I did this morning, we'll all go eat steak, every one of us.
Made a good one, did you?
What'd you get rid of this time?
Oh, I was forced to sell a truck.
What's that?
I was forced to sell a truck.
That high geared one?
Yeah, man, I owed me too much money. I had to take it, guy.
$250?
More than that.
cash money is what I want.
What did you do to it?
I had an old used motor put in it.
Yes. And he put it in and furnished the motor.
That's right.
For $50.
That's right.
So you had to get $300 then?
I had to get more than that.
For that?
That's right. I started the deal last night. They gave me $100 bill, gave me $100 last night.
Yes.
And I went over, they tried it out overnight. I said, just take it and try it. I mean, it don't make any difference whether I sell it or whether I don't.
Yes.
I just itching to sell it.
I knew that was coming up.
I went back a while ago and picked up a check for $250.
Is that right?
Got it in my pocket.
That right.
Sure that check's not
going to
bounce.
I'll tell you what, if it bounces, I'll have all the niggers in Evanston in jail.
You mean a nigger deal?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's the one that you found out had a little cash.
I found out he had some money.
How'd he get a hold of money?
He lost a son in
Vietnam.
He got his insurance.
Oh, he did.
He got his insurance. He's building him a home.
Lord help us. More dead than alive.
That's right.
I just wonder, Miss Daisy Faye, Miss Daisy didn't say a word.
See, George and his wife, they can't neither read nor write.
Neither one of them?
Neither one of them. They don't know what they're doing. I made them a contract. They said, now we want to let our daughter read this over and check it out. I said, that's all right. Help yourself. So when the daughter come in last night, why, she wrote the check out. And when I went by this morning, why, they handed it to me. I got it in my pocket. Salted down. I'll find me another sucker and buy me a truck before the week's out.
Yeah.
Cookie, there's a fellow up in Knoxville, up in Oneida, that goes to these government sales. They auction off used cars, trucks, you know, and Jeeps and Cadillacs and what have you that the government has used. And now that they're getting out of Vietnam, they got a whole heck of a lot more than they need, you see. And he's picking them up at a real song.
Yeah, but I don't have a license, see. And I'm not, I don't want a license. I want to float them on the other man.
Yeah. This is strictly dishonorable, illegal.
It's as legal as, nobody has to know who Cookie is. And then nobody don't have to know Cookie sold that vehicle.
Well, as long as you just trade one at a time, you can do that without a license.
Yeah, that's the way I do them, just one at a time.
Yeah. Or you don't stack up a bunch of them and go into business. Of course, you might have two or three, just in case a fellow needed one, you'd have one ready.
I've got one waiting on somebody.
I thought you might.
What you got?
Volkswagen.
I don't even want to hear about it. That's what I think.
Guy, I'm like you on those. I'm afraid somebody get clobbered in those things.
I heard about that down at the Ocala National Forest, but I got tired of it. Everything went wrong with it. Nobody got any satisfaction at all out of that.
You know, when...
And you didn't even get your money.
That's right. Never got my money.
Out of it.
I know, that's all right. I didn't lose too much money.
But that was at a time that you weren't as flush as some people
had. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Look at what I done. Knocked the bottom out of that thing.
Well, let me tell you, that's
good idea.
That's been in there too long.
But,
Francis, just reach up there and get the Abigail.
Excuse me.
No, I had.
Oh, that was a great. tough one. Ah, great trial. I mean, you kept thinking something would happen after you did it. Are you gonna take on those things? Or was you gonna get in that little old Volkswagen market?
Let me tell you, if there's a nickel in it, I'm for it.
You won't draw the line.
I can't. I can't afford to. Because there is too big a market for them right now.
They seem to be really moving now.
There's too big a market for them small cars.
But it's costly. They're costly.
Oh, not too bad.
What's the freeze going to do to them?
I don't bother me a bit.
It doesn't apply to you.
What do you mean? The
it doesn't on used cars.
It doesn't
parts?
Apply to used cars.
Like to use it.
Just so it'll run. That's all. He's very
fine. If it'll
crank up. People might not want to buy them. Maybe them.
No, that ain't gonna bother me. No, that ain't gonna bother me. So that thing will crank up and get out of my driveway. He bought himself a car. Because I don't guarantee him to get out of the driveway.
Yeah.
When I make a contract, I put on it as is. And you better believe I'll make a contract. And it ain't worth a nickel.
Well,
you make a contract? What did you start
doing? I have to clear myself. Because he'll keep coming back.
That's something new.
That's right. They'll keep coming back.
Learned from experience, didn't you, Cookie, on that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I learned from experience.
Well, I didn't know they kept coming back. I knew you kept getting the same vehicle several times.
That's right. And I kept fixing it on Cookie, too.
Well,
and it was
you?
Something else. It wasn't what I'd done.
But you still had to fix it. Stand for it?
It's either fix it or have an argument, maybe a fight, and I don't like to fight.
Oh, well, now that's new. I hadn't heard about that.
Well, I haven't told too many people.
Well, now,
I learned that on this one fella, and he's supposed to be a good friend of mine. Good friend.
You sold it to him as is. And then he weakened on it.
That's right.
You kept fixing it.
I kept fixing it. And I ended up, I didn't make no money. I didn't lose no whole lot, but I didn't make any. Well, I couldn't afford not to sell that truck this morning, last night. I couldn't afford not to.
Well, he's got a good deal, hasn't he?
I hope.
They're
going to
break down out here on the road somewhere?
It's already broke down.
Oh, fucking, you know.
I had to go out in the field and get it. They quit on him. I had to go out in the field and get it. That's what my car is doing, sitting down at the road.
Just a little bit ago.
Just a little bit ago.
What happened to
it? It just quit. Just knocked off.
That ought to be that. Yeah, they ought to run a week anyhow, though, aren't they?
Not if they buy them as is. If they don't get home with them, why, that's... They bought a pig and a poke. A used car is a used car. You don't know how long it's been used, or how rough it's been used, or what it's been used for. It's used.
Yeah.
When you buy used parts and they break, you don't take them back. You throw them in the junk pile and go get another used part.
Yeah.
But they don't guarantee you used parts. Nobody does.
Well, so you've had bad things going on since we saw you.
Yeah.
Did you go out and fix it in the field before or after you got the check, hmm? Where's mine?
After I got the check.
Oh, that was nice of you. You do that because it's Sunday?
No, because I did because I kind of felt a little guilty.
You know it was going to break down to you?
I didn't know it, but I had never drove a truck since the motor was put in there. The man brought it to my yard, parked it in the yard, and all I done was crank it up one time.
So George knew as much about it as you did?
He knew as much about it as I did, and he knew the man that put the motor in there.
He did?
He knew him, and he said he's a good man. Whatever he says is all right.
Who put it in?
Jake Pons.
Jake who?
Pons, P-O-N-S. No relation to Alvin.
Did you
set up
Did you set up last night?
Yeah. I worked all night.
Pay you off?
Yes, sir.
I don't mind it. You're the banker this morning.
It won't last long.
What do you do with it? You don't have to spend any. You never spend any money.
Well, I've almost got enough money to make me another house payment.
Well, that's not spending money. But I mean, you don't go around spending money.
No, but I want to get my house paid off. I've got two more payments.
Two more. Well, is it every year, annual?
Every year, whenever I get ready to make a payment.
Is that right?
I've got to make one every year. I ain't no question about that.
Well, you gotta have something to operate on.
Thank you.
Yeah, but it'd be a good feeling though to get that there piece of paper paid in full.
Oh.
Right. Yeah, it would.
Oh, that's just
it's against the American tradition now, isn't it? Yeah.
That wouldn't make any difference at all. You know, your friend back there, you really talking to me.
Right in the yard, yeah.
Boy, now they was talking this morning when I come in. I ain't joking nobody. Now they was really talking. Over at the trailer.
Over there?
Yeah.
I do love to hear them talk.
I do too.
They was talking.
You didn't have any business last night?
Yeah.
You didn't make him $25?
Yes, I did, too. I sold four tires, mounted them and balanced them, put them on the car, and sent the man on the road.
New ones?
Brand spanking new. Belted. Polyglass belted tires.
That's a good tire.
Happened to him? He just break down?
They just wore him out on the interstate.
Just driving 100 miles an hour.
Two Cadillac tires on a 65 Cadillac. I want you to know they were wore into the fabric.
It was dangerous from the ride, wasn't it?
It sure was. 915.
Why do you have to get your tires like that?
$56 a piece. Mounted, balanced, put on the car.
Yeah.
It's a Firestone polyglass belted. That's the best tire Firestone makes.
Mm-hmm.
And they just keep them in stock out there.
Yeah.
But now, was you the only one out there last night?
Yeah.
I mean, the only station open?
The only station open.
Oh, they take turnabout?
No.
Are you on the expressway?
Right, and this off the expressway at Newbury Road.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Road.
Mm-hmm. And then you picked up a little gas trade on that too.
Oh yeah. Cool. I sell more gas in one night than I sold that station I had in a week. I mean, it, you keep jumping. And you don't have time to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Then I sold a paper boy at 2 hours this morning. 5 o'clock.
Well, Cookie, what is your situation out there? Are you working for the other fellow, or you got a...
Yeah, I work for the other fellow.
You on a commission as well as a salary or just salary?
Flat salary. Mm-hmm. $25 on a Saturday night.
You just work every Saturday night?
Just every Saturday night.
I see.
8 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know this was a job. I thought it was just your pinch hitting. That sounds...
Well?
Well, Helen has to work on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And she's off Sunday night and Monday night. And I'm going to work on Saturday night. $25 will do me more good than staying home on Saturday night.
I think you're right.
I mean, it's tax-free and everything. He just gives me $25 in cash. And nobody knows anything about it.
You're what's called a casual employee.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah. By legal definition, there is. In other words, under Workman's Compensation Act, he wouldn't come under the regular part of the compensation insurance, but he comes under what's called employer's liability, which in Tennessee is $100,000. In case he got hurt, he'd be covered up to $100,000, whatever his doctor bills were and whatever his liability incurred amounted to.
Now, the Internal Revenue, what would it be his connection with that?
Well, as far as this man is concerned, evidently he's not taking any withholding tax or anything like that. He wouldn't be on the pension. He's no Social Security or anything like that on it.
No, he don't hold that for nothing.
As far as he's concerned, he's supposed to include it in his return at the end of the year,
yeah.
What he makes it. Month out on.
He's supposed to put it in his return quarterly.
Well, yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yes, unless he has a job somewhere where they're taking his hour right along all the time.
Yeah. Well, Cookie, Friday night at 4:30, they called you and told you Uncle Cluster had died.
Right.
Now they could have waited just as easy.
To 6:30.
And let you get a little more sleep.
But I worked all night last night. I come home from the trailer. Got there at 7 o'clock this morning. Laid down. I couldn't go to sleep for about 8. 9:30, I was sitting up drinking coffee. I feel fine.
You'll make it tonight, though. I get you a good sleep then.
What's the most you sleep at night?
I never sleep over 5 hours. Never. Feel good.
I have to have about 7 at least.
And from then on until your daddy went home at on Monday at noon, you was just constant.
Just constant, on the go, here and there and everywhere. Worked Saturday night, last Saturday night.
But now, Friday morning. Now, Friday, you you were making arrangements about the funeral?
Me and Bernard, yes, sir. Bernard knew where I was working on campus. I had to work. I couldn't get off.
Oh, did you?
And he knew where I was working on campus. And I bet he's out there half a dozen times.
He's working for the university now.
I'm out there. I'm like, oh, about all the rest of them. I guess I've got about as soft a job right now as I ever had in my life. I can do my work in between 15 and 30 minutes every morning, every day. It's all the actual work that I do. Then the rest of it is aggravation. Harder than work.
But now, when did you, Friday, I forget. You came out here Saturday morning? Was it Saturday morning you came out here, and then you had to get in and meet the bus?
Right.
You came out here just to get this this equipment going.
Right.
And it took all morning.
Took all morning. And then it didn't get done.
What happened to that
moor?
That side
moor?
It wasn't cutting out there.
No. It ain't cut since Red Smith worked on it.
No. But it was cutting less out there than it was the first time when you used your sledgehammer on it.
Yeah. What we got to do is put those plates back under those hold down clips.
Yes.
To raise the back of that sickle up.
Yes.
Make it fit down on them worn out guards.
Yes.
And then it'll cut.
Yes.
Now we did that the first time.
Sir. Is that the first time?
And it cut like a razor.
Yes, sir. It cut like a razor.
And Red Smith said, that's wrong. You don't need them.
That's right. He said, now you boys, if you want me to show you a little bit about how to handle a mower.
That's right.
And he just took right over, took it all apart.
And goofed it up.
And it hasn't cut since. That the new blades haven't cut as well as the old blades.
No, well, I got a new grinder. I mean, a new wheel for the grinder.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sharpen them old blades. That old one. I'm gonna really sharpen that thing. And I put it back in there.
I'll tell you, we've been working on that so much. I don't know. We better fan out over the countryside and see if we can get a little newer model. You know, that's still hard to put on, still hard to take off.
Yes, it's still, and see, I had to order that one little clip there.
Yeah.
They're not available. I'm gonna call Dad tonight. Find out about that mower up there. He was going to see Lawrence today at the family reunion. Today is the family reunion up there.
What is?
The whole Cook generation.
Yes. Yes.
And he'll see my brother there. And I'm to call him tonight about 9:30. And I'll know something.
Well, if it don't work out there, it ought to work out somewhere. Because all these people with new equipment don't turn in their old.
No. Because they won't give them nothing for it.
They won't give them anything for it.
Well, have you been back to see about the cow this morning?
Yes, I had to work a long over this morning.
How's she getting along? Is she any better?
I don't know. How would you say? Her foot's about right at all.
I haven't saw it. I want to go see it. I want to take some water with me.
Lynn.
Oh.
And, I bought a pound of Epsom salt. I'm going to put the Epsom salt poultice on.
Oh, that sounds more like it. What will you need for the poultice?
If any kind of... I think I've got some white cotton sheet blanket in my car.
Yeah, you have. I mean, in the station wagon.
That's all.
You're just going to tie it up?
I'm just going to wrap it around and put the Epsom salts in that thing.
Yeah.
And dry. And then put that on there.
Uh-huh.
And then wet it down with water.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Just hold this a minute.
And dry, yeah. Well, I know you've got some of that.
Let that absorb down in that. Right. Take the swelling down. It's good for swelling, Epsom salt is.
That's right.
I bought a pound. I set them down at some point. What's that?
Well, what would it be? How are you going to put it on? Just put a bandage on it?
Yeah, just put it in a white cloth and just wrap it around there.
It'll stay a little while.
Every little bit helps.
If it stays half an hour. Now she's moving around now. She got dissatisfied back there.
Yeah.
When we went back last night, she was out in the middle of the pasture under a tree. And she was so far out, I gave her some feed she would need. And I knew what she wanted. It's a curious thing. She stood there, she'd look at her feet, and then she'd hold that foot up and look at it. So I came in and got her a bucket of water, and she just swished it down.
Well, I'll be down gone.
Because she was out there, you see, and she couldn't go back to the water hole.
Probably had to get in.
So we fixed her up there, and I left her a little extra water, and the feed. I went back this morning about daylight. Thought I'd get out there in time to give her water so she wouldn't have to get out this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she disappeared. I couldn't hardly see.
My principal number is 523.
Couldn't see anywhere around there. So I.
470.
I just looked in there towards the boulevard. Dark, could not see. I saw some tracks.
466-31.
And just happened to look over there, and there she was. Way off the road, the boulevard, we call it. Way off down there. And I took her the water, and she wouldn't drink. She seemed to want to move. Well, didn't get back over there for a while. I thought you might show him. And when I went back over there, she had moved some more. And before, though, I saw it, I let the cows out over here. So she'd head over there, away from the swamp.
Yeah.
And, of course, she sees them. She hears them all the time. You don't have to tell her the cows are out there. And I went out there, and she wouldn't eat or drink. And I got her, I doctored her.
Yeah.
And, but I had to run her down, practically, to give her a little, the shot. And we left her there, headed this way, looking this way, and she rested a while, but I'll bet you by now she's over there close to the fence, out there close to that fence. She just got tired of them, of being out there by herself.
Yeah.
Now, when we left her, Cookie, last time we saw her, both of those hind feet were swollen awful, weren't they?
Yeah.
One of them is just clear down.
Hmm.
And this big 33 did the same way.
Yeah.
One of her feet went down, the other one.
That's right.
So, I've been working on it, and she appreciates a little attention, you know, they all kind of halfway hold that foot up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But she wouldn't hold still for the shot. I put it in, and she wouldn't let me do the rest. You know, these youngsters, you see them in one way and I see them in another. You know, they appear, they'll talk to you one way and they'll talk to me another. Now they haven't been doing anything for a week. They just fall apart. They can't get organized enough to go over and visit Uncle Eddie. Now, you never did that. You never did that after you was put on long bridges.
I wouldn't know what it would. I wouldn't know what it would be, hardly. What's the matter with them? They just rattled or addled or
They just can't swing it. They just can't get on the way. They can go to class.
That's it.
And anything you see, that's organized for them. And furthermore, they don't face it alone. They've got foils there. You see, people take the pressure, take part of the blow.
That's right. They can't get out and face the world themselves.
You see, Nick never did get out and do anything with you.
No, he never would. No, he never would.
Well, now, you see, this boy here realizes he don't know anything. He sees that.
Yeah.
I've heard him say so. I heard Suzanne. They've talked it over. He got time now, right in between. He's not doing anything. He don't have to be here. He would knock around with you. Or anybody else. What I'm talking about is with somebody that's, you know, ahead of him.
Well, now, just like yesterday, when we went to Ocala. All they had their mind on was one of them little old lawnmower tractors. That's what they had their mind on. Well, you couldn't run fast enough to give me one of them. Well, I almost fainted when they told me yesterday what they paid for that coat.
What did they pay for it? They've gone out there and got one just as good for $50.
$40, because I sold one guy in Del Rosta on the market.
They could have gone out there and Mr. Davis would give them one.
Why, yeah. Did they tell you what Nick's asking for Ajax?
$600.
I wouldn't get, why, my goodness sakes alive.
You don't take that Molly. I don't know what, he's sawn off, isn't he? Well, now you see, I worked along with them, with these chaps, and I'll keep on working along with some of them. You see, it's sort of a side thing from what I do up here.
Yeah.
I don't like to go in there and just read a page or two and walk out. I try to work with the youngsters.
Right. You feel like you're accomplishing something when you're doing that.
Well, you don't have to, and they don't ask you to do that, you see. But I don't know. I seem to live in the past. That's the way we used to do, Cookie. As a matter of fact, all that stuff they do up there, we never did it. You see, they get those big examinations up there, and you'd say you'd flunk out everybody. But they won't give an examination of fun people.
They give them an examination until they get out of their hair.
Yeah. And, I don't know. You kind of... I tell you what. Is single, I'd say this one boy, he says, all right, can I bring this girl with me? I'd tell some girl to come on out here, one or two of them, said, can we bring these boys with us? See, that's what you run into all the time. So you actually can't get to them. All right, when they marry, they got to be there and put food on the table.
That's right.
Then if I talk to one of them, I talk to both of them. And you see there, it's an entirely different thing. I can talk to Jim about trees, but I can't talk to him about Faulkner.
No.
Of course, that's outside of his, not his interest. And you see, if they both come in here and talk, and if she won't talk, sits back and let him talk. Now that's what you, by and large, that's what you run into. It's very difficult to get to them. that difficult. And one reason I get them out here is so they see people who've done things. And they'd rather just come out here and help me. The other's too much effort, I think. I go ahead and play with it cold. And these are outstanding, these two.
Yeah.
They're way past the other, most of them I run into. Just let the stuff set. We're going over and put that poultice on.
Good idea. Catch it.
I want Cookie to line out that you see he's done so many things since then. You just as rattly as you can be. You just coming and going
can't hear
all the time.
Anything in that door.
We can't hear for you. I want Cookie to line out some of that wheat that he had. I was over here trying to make hay. And he was meeting the bus and taking care of all those people.
That was a week, wasn't
it? It sure was.
That was from Friday morning early till Monday noon.
Monday noon, and then Tuesday I collapsed. I was give out. I couldn't even make it to work.
Well, you and Helen were sitting over here, when was that, Monday night? You couldn't hardly hold your head up, as I remember. Or was that Tuesday?
Gosh, I can't remember, guy. Well, I mean, I just...
You still collapsed.
I just don't know.
Oh, you said you hadn't... That's Tuesday, because you said you hadn't been to work that day.
And Monday night, I was so tired, I couldn't sleep. I was give up. I just could not sleep.
You know, that's the trouble. That's the way I get. I never used to do that.
I just don't. Well, I don't know. But myself, as for myself, I can speak for myself. I got to lose some weight. I've gained too much weight. I weigh 150 pounds. More than I weighed in years. And all my people that I saw over this past weekend told me that I looked better than I had looked in years.
Yeah. Well, what did they expect you to look like?
I guess they wanted me to look like a tramp.
Yeah. One of the dead-end boys, what they used to call them?
Yeah. But my first cousin, I saw him. I hadn't saw him since I left Akron, Ohio in 1953.
Yeah.
And he said I look younger now than I did then. Years ago.
Yeah. You've not circulated up there like you used to.
No.
You've been up there, but you haven't had time to go around.
I went to Dad's and stayed there and come on back.
You know, it would change things if somebody at your dad's place had the energy to sort of be the headquarters where people could come in and out. Nobody works that way anymore, could he? I don't know whether they ever did much or not, did they?
No, not in our family. The headquarters was at Mom and Dad's.
Yes. As long as they had the energy to make it.
That's right.
I'll put my bridge
and we'll go down. Yeah,
Now let's see. You got a bandage or something?
Yeah, I got that in the car.
Channel 1 over, and the end of the visit with Cookie around 800. This Sunday, right after lunch, the 29th of August, 71, this little tape started around 100, 150. Now it's up to close to 800, and the end of the visit with Cookie after lunch, and all he had was a cup of coffee. And this is one of the most pitiful tapes we ever made. Nothing worked right. Nobody was in gear. This end of August, the 29th of August, Sunday, the 1971. A little short visit with Cookie at lunch. He had a cup of coffee. This Sunday, the 29th of August, 1971.